Welcome, welcome. I'd like to welcome everybody. Welcome to Endo Entertainment's podcast, streaming and all through all platforms worldwide. We're going to do what we normally do. We're going to do what we do. Take a minute to acknowledge those, our ancestors, those gone, forgotten, known, and unknown. Take this minute with me. It's so desperately needed. I shaded that. Today, I want to talk about love. You can have a friend and love a friend, no matter the sex or gender. You can have a significant other and love them. But you got to be more specific in what type of love do you have in 2022. Because most people that I run across show nothing but no love and envy. They show no love and they envy you. Yeah, you. Yeah. See, when you think you got a friend and you think you got somebody that's going to lend an open ear to you when you speak this knowledge and this spirituality and they show you who they really is, because everyone will reveal themselves. I don't care if you stop drinking. I don't care if you stop smoking. You still can be a phony, fake individual. Yes. I run across people like that all the time. And I'm knowledgeable people too. But they still no love. Why you have no love? Because nobody loved you back. If you waiting on somebody to love you back, you can just hold your breath and just go and commit suicide. Because until 2022, you must love thyself. You must love yourself. And fuck everybody else. Whoever don't love me, don't rock with me, I don't give a fuck. If they purely love me, I know who fuck with me and who fuck with me and who don't. Real niggas fuck with me. Real women fuck with me. And I don't give a fuck about the rest who don't. Like, where's your love at? Mr. I know everything, Mrs. I got all the knowledge, but you still don't have a heart? That means somebody's still working on you, baby. That means you have not transcended to be a beacon of light. You're not. You're not illuminated. You just woke. You're not glowing like I am. Sorry. See, I glow. I get people to tell me, I see your aura. It's something about you. I'm glowing when I walk. I keep it 100. I don't care who don't like it. You have to keep it real with yourself in order to keep it real with others, especially your children. Literally, when you dig two graves, you literally got to dig one, two for yourself for the fall in. And I cannot make this shit up. It was this man yesterday. He killed his girlfriend in 20 years. They was in their 50s, late 50s, early 60s. He killed the woman, hogtied her, and dug a grave for her. When he dug that grave, after he got through digging it, guess what? He fell over in it. He suffered from a massive heart attack. We is not waiting on karma to come back and get y'all. Karma can come right this second. Soon as you wish bad luck on a person and to the universe, what happens? Something gonna happen to you. All these people that's playing with the spirits and playing with the ancestors like they really know, shame on you. Shame on you. Money is the root of all evil. If you're gonna use that, your root chakra, to make money off of it and you don't even know about spirituality, you're paying in hell because we living in hell. But you got far more worse debt to pay than that. Because you're a lover of yourself. You're a lover of the flesh. Come out the ego. Come out the ego. Come out of the solar plexus system because they're luring your souls. And anytime I speak on anything, it's going to be pertaining to the chakras. Because it's not enough people balanced. It's not enough people. It's too many people hating on you. For what? Because your life is miserable. You live a miserable life. That's the life you chose to live, right? Don't take that on nobody else. Because people like me will call you from what you are. Like, people try to speak around the bush when they want to talk down to me. No, no. We're going to keep it to 100. It's a direct message at me. Never let nobody send a direct message at you and dude don't fire back. I don't fucking care. Always fire back. I don't care who they are. Or maybe your kids. If they grown and got a little mouth, fire back at them. Never let your foot down. Always keep your guards up. These is for the people who have love in their heart. Pure, unconditional love. And I hate to get on a lovable person bad side, because that's when the beast come out in him or her. See, you people better watch who y'all talking about. Because we ain't got to be there for something to happen to you. We don't even have to be there in the room with you when you talk bad about that person. Because when something bad happened to you, you know why it happened. You know why it happened. Because you're not busy loving yourself and you're too busy envying somebody else. You're not loving yourself because you're too busy envying somebody else. That's going to always keep you down. You're going to always stay on the first level. It's levels to this shit. What level are you on? Because see, I fucked with my chakras heavy. I fucks with them. I put the right intake and then I get the right outtake out of my body. I eat bullshit sometimes. Trust me, I'm human. But as a race of people, fuck what color you are. As a race of people, you need to put love in your heart. You need to start loving your heart. Fake love can't get it. To the ones who got their third eyes woke and their chakras in line, it's a lot of us. We can see through that shit. Start calling these motherfuckers out. Don't let a person think you their friend and they low-key sneak dissing you. Sneak diss yourself, because that person gonna have a miserable day, not you. You keep that love in your heart and you keep pushing. Your chakras fucked up. Then we're gonna talk about Father's Day. Some of you people know goddamn well y'all not no father. Y'all boys that make kids, babies. Y'all not the father. Y'all not. Because a real father, no matter what the situation is, I don't care if the baby mama's sickly, physically, mentally, don't have her shit together, it's your job to make sure her shit together so she can take care of them kids. Because y'all not in the household. Y'all can thank y'all government for systematically fucking y'all asses. This goes for the women too. You got more women out here to get their babies up than men. The men just don't come. They don't care. But they is paying now hell. Everybody who dismissed their kids at an early age or birth, put them in a system, y'all have a problem on y'all hands now, don't y'all? Because your job, your only job here was to love that child and instill correct knowledge in them. But did y'all do that? No. That's why half of the young men and half of the young women, even the teenagers, including the babies, is fucked up. In America, that's what I see. I call out to it. But you can come out of that. It's a remedy for all this shit. Because see, it's levels to this shit. It's the remedy for it. And I suggest people take the time out for them and love themselves. Love themselves. Love win. There's no flip side to love. But you can love in so many different ways. You can have no love. You can have love as a friend. Love in husband, wife, love. Love comes in so many ways. But do you have the real love, which is unconditional? Purely love. Unconditionally. Purely. Do anybody got that? I don't see nobody with that. But why people targeted me? Because I choose to be single. Because I know it's not no love out there. I don't choose to be single, people. I want love. I want a husband. I want everything. I want everything that's meant for me. If it's not meant for me to have a husband, I'm just not going to have one. I'm still going to love myself. I'm not about to put myself out there by seeing other men. No. That's unright. That's unjust. I'm not finna live foul like that. Mm-mm. No. Most of these people, pH balance is off. You don't even know what pH means. They drinking water is off. They eating habits is off. They have odors because of it. I mean, look at the right side. If you smart, you wouldn't go that way. I'm being smart about it. That's all. But people still jealous and envy me. For what? I'm no better than you. I'm no better than you. I just know I'm tapped in tune with the universe. I'm grounded. I'm shielded. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. None. That goes for anybody. Y'all don't even got to know me. Y'all can talk about me, same thing. People need to wake up. People need to drive hate out of their heart. If you drive hate out of your heart, I guarantee you, your body can repair itself. If you drive the hate out of your heart, quit holding grudges, I can guarantee you, your body will manifest the repairing of the heart. That is so important. We're talking about life or death here. That man hated his girlfriend so much, he killed her and dug a grave for her, and he had a massive heart attack. He died. Karma is not waiting on you motherfuckers, and I'm glad. I'm glad. Quit talking your shit behind closed doors and don't think ain't nobody listening. The universe knows all. Fuck God. There was plenty of gods, plenty of ancestors. Which deity is you worshiping? The money? That's what it looked like. Y'all out here worshiping money. That's a deity. That's your automaton chakra. That's your demiurge. The sexual chakra, that's a demiurge. Y'all worshiping the demiurge and the money more than you worship your motherfucking selves. That's bad. That is really bad. Always love yourself first. Always put yourself first. Always manifest you being first and never in the middle and never last. Always put yourself first. Always. That is a must to this game that we call life. Y'all can follow me. Y'all can stream me on any kind of platform, whatever you prefer. I'm worldwide with this, and I'm about to be speaking more about what I see and what's just not right. I don't see no love, and I call it how the fuck I see it. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I do stand to be corrected. I don't know what's wrong with people, but I do know this. Drive that hate, drive that anger, that animosity, all that you got a grudge against somebody in particular person. That shit is old news to me. That shit is played out. Hate is played the fuck out. Love wins. Y'all know what it is. It's your girl, Endo Entertainment.